track four and some general news stories. Tynmouth Charity offers free CPR training. A Tynmouth-based charity is asking residents to spare just over an hour to learn how to save someone's life. Teen Heartbeat is offering free awareness sessions in cardiopulmonary resuscitation, we know it as CPR, and defibrillator use later this month. The sessions, which take place on Saturday, January the 24th, at the Richard Newton Hall in Tynmouth, are being provided by local fireman Jamie White, who teaches the skills to fellow firemen. Jamie is an excellent trainer and will show you the basics, commented Teen Heartbeat's founder and chair, Shirley Brokenshaw. By the time you go home, you should be familiar with using CPR and how to use a defibrillator. The charity is running two sessions. The first will run from 12 noon until 1:15, and the second session starts at 1:30 p.m. and finishes at 2:45 p.m. Those being trained will be able to practice on several Annie resuscitation dolls and on some training defibrillators. The sessions are open to anyone and there is no need to book. People wishing to attend should just turn up to the Richard Newton Hall on Higher Buckeridge Road in Tynmouth. While there's no need to bring anything with you, trainees may wish to bring a cushion to kneel on and some water. Attendees are also encouraged to bring any unwanted gifts or items that can be used for the tabletop sale and tombola. All donations go to further community defibrillators and maintenance, Shirley said. Nothing goes on admin. We are all volunteers. Shirley was inspired to set up Teen Heartbeat after a gentleman passed away in the town centre shortly after she moved to Tynmouth 15 years ago. After realising that a defibrillator may have saved his life, she decided to do her bit and raise the money needed to buy a defibrillator and cabinet. Since then, Teen Heartbeat has installed 17 defibrillators in Tynmouth and many more across Teignbridge.
Town shop owner calls for equal rate relief. A Tynmouth businessman is appealing for independent retailers to be helped, as pubs have been, with a government U-turn on business rates. Barry Hemmings, who runs gift and homeware shop Gertie and Bertie in Tynmouth, says while he appreciates pubs are facing financial challenges, so are shops and other high street businesses such as hair salons, beauticians and cafes. Barry, who has two other shops in Honiton and Exmouth, says he also has to deal with rising costs along with the new rate revaluation. He said, "We are facing quite significant increases. One of my shops is looking at up to £15,000 a year more. What that means is that we have to find £600 a month just for business rates for one shop, which means taking an extra £2,500 in takings at a time when the high street is facing unprecedented changes and customer spending is low. We can't pass on the extra cost to our customers. About 80 to 90% of my customers live locally or visit regularly, and while they don't always shop, they come in for a chat. Shops are as important to them as pubs. We are part of the community." He says the review of rateable values will have just as big an impact on independent shops as on hospitality. Some businesses, he said, will go from getting rebates to having to pay full rates. The problems have come as business rate reductions introduced during COVID are coming to an end at the same time as commercial premises are due to be revalued. The double whammy means businesses which are already paying higher energy costs and national insurance and minimum wage increases are now facing higher rates as well. Shops are closing at an alarming rate. Suppliers are going out of business, and some retailers are having to cut staff numbers.
Post-industrial wasteland will be utilised for housing. Newton Abbott's controversial Bradley Lane site will be earmarked for housing, despite a recent survey suggesting otherwise. The survey suggested that a new leisure centre was an option being explored for the derelict site, but Teignbridge District Council leader, Councillor Richard Keeling, has insisted that affordable housing is the way ahead. His comments come after a recent social media post by TDC seeking residents' views on the best use for the Newton Abbott site mentioned it would be large enough for a brand new leisure centre. The survey reads, "The buildings at Bradley Lane have been demolished and the site has been cleared ready for redevelopment. The area is large enough to either build approximately 170 new homes, which could include specialist housing designed for older people, or to build a new leisure centre with on-site car parking." Responses from the public from the survey, which closes on February the 2nd, show that 59% support a new leisure centre on the site, with 49% favouring housing. But the site will be used for housing. "I can assure you that it is affordable housing that is going in on Bradley Lane," said Councillor Keeling. "We are looking at whether it is feasible at putting extra care accommodation in, because there is so much need for that. That would be small apartments for elderly residents, but it would mainly be affordable housing on the site. We pushed forward, we have cleared the ground, it is ready to go. We are looking at all options, but it is more attractive now that we have cleared the ground. It is an ideal site for housing, and it is part of the regeneration. It is all about sustainability, 1- and 2-bedroom properties. We are looking at Care Plus too, because that is something that ticks the boxes for our delivery of housing in the area. The buildings on the site were cleared last year by TDC, determined it was neither physically nor financially viable to maintain the site. Several heritage-focused organisations, including Newton Abbott and District Civic Society and Save Britain's Heritage, had called for the existing buildings at Bradley Lane, chiefly the Vicary Mill building, to be incorporated into any future development. Funding for redevelopment is expected to come from a mix of sources, including private investment, borrowing, external grants, the Community Infrastructure Levy, and partnerships with developers and agencies such as Homes England, the Mid Advertiser understands. TDC decided to abandon a planned town centre cinema scheme and spend the £2.4 million of the government's Future High Streets money on clearing the Bradley Lane site.